Hey there, thanks for tuning in to the Campervan Podcast. This is episode number one of my how to repair rust on the painted surface, that is the outside surface of your campervan. I'll do one more of these tomorrow, actually. And also, I wanted to mention that I've already done an episode that was number 79, just talking about how to identify rust on and inside of your van. I'll be doing a part three, that is how to repair rust under the van, that is on frame members and stuff like that, and also inside, like on the floor, you know, under paneling and flooring and whatnot. So that's coming up as well. Probably won't be for a week at least, but look forward to that. So let's get into it. Hey there, thanks for tuning in. We're going to talk now about repairing rust in your van. And this is a deep topic. Rust is, this is part two, by the way. The first part was how to avoid rust in the first place, and how to spot it and develop an eye for telltale signs and stuff like that. And that was episode number 79. So I thought I would go ahead and do my follow-up here. Now, again, this is a deep topic, and there are a lot of technical information with regard to repairing rust, but I'm just going to give you a kind of overview of it because it's actually not that big of a deal to do your own rust repair in the short term, and that is to stop rust from spreading when you see it until you can have a professional fix it, or if you're not either, if you're not concerned about the look of your surfaces on the outside of your van, or you're willing to go, you know, deeper and really learn how to fix it so that it looks good too, you know, you can get more into that. But for this episode, I'll just give you the basic rundown. And what it comes down to is you need to get whatever rust is on the surface completely off of the surface as a first step. And there are a couple ways to do that, and probably they're both necessary. The first is sanding or grinding, and the second one is some chemical adjustment. So let's imagine that you found, we'll keep it simple. Let's imagine that you found a little bit of paint bubbling on a quarter panel just below, you know, a taillight bucket or a light embedded in the quarter panel, such as a signal light or a warning light. What you would do in that instance is you would go ahead and remove the plastic light, and that's 14 more episodes as far as how to do that. But basically, you typically with modern vehicles, you need to get inside, take off some paneling, and remove the screws that hold that plastic light cover on. And there'll be wires and stuff, but sometimes there'll be screws on the outside so that the light cover can be removed. That would be for older vehicles. For a number of reasons, they stopped doing that, partially because water leaks in through the screw holes, and also because people can steal your light covers. And as light covers have become infinitely more expensive to replace than they used to be, say pre-mid-90s, they've gotten smarter and started attaching those plastic covers from the inside. So let's assume that you've been able to remove that plastic cover. And now you've got just kind of where the metal curves into the impression where the light cover would go. And you can see some bubbling paint. And that's almost always rust, 99 and beyond percent of the time. That's going to be rust. So the first step would be what you can do is you can kind of just scrape that bubbled paint away with a paint scraper. Now, you want to do it a very small, only remove the paint that is bubbled. Don't get crazy with that scraper and start digging into paint that isn't damaged by the rust. But as you remove that paint, you'll be able to see the extent of the rust. And sometimes you'll realize that the entire shell of the light bucket is rusted out. And sometimes you'll see that there's just a tiny bit of extra rust inside. Now the reason that can happen in that particular location is due to, you know, that plastic shell has kind of rubbed away some of the paint from vibration or whatever, or it just wasn't painted very well in the first place, not uncommon from factory paint. and not primed properly, etc. And so it allowed water to get under the paint there. So what you're going to do is kind of lightly scrape away the paint to assess just how much damage there is from rust. And once that's done, you can take some sandpaper. Now, what I suggest is with car paint, never use sandpaper any rougher than about, I would say, 180 to 200 grit. So that would be, and the way sandpaper works is the smaller the number, the bigger the chunks of sand on the paper. So 40 grit sandpaper is almost like a piece of paper with rocks on it, right? In fact, I don't even know that I've seen 40 grit. You can get 60 grit. You wouldn't want to use that on a car. So get yourself some 180 or 200 and just lightly sand, again, just where the paint is damaged. Don't go scraping off into the area beside the paint. Once you've gotten to where the paint is removed, just where the rust is, and you've kind of feathered or tapered the edges of that paint into the paint that's not damaged by rust, now you know exactly where the rust is. And by the way, sometimes you'll just find that the rust just goes on and on and on, or that you've got damaged metal, that the rust is so bad that there's pitting and or it's broken through, things like that. It's probably at that point time to call a professional, but you can still stop the rust for now. And that's what I'm going to talk about a little more today. So let's assume that you've sanded just enough to expose the metal. You'll see the orange rust. And so what you want to do now is kill the rust. Now, there are a number of rust stopping chemicals, and I will link in the show notes to some products that you can get that you can spray on that metal that's exposed now. By the way, this stuff you can use anywhere in the van. So let's say that you realize that there's some rust happening on one of your frame members underneath. You know, you get down there to look at tires or brakes or something, or you're thinking about installing a sidestep and you notice, oh my goodness, there's a bunch of rust here. Well, you can do the same process down there, but there, because it's not pretty, right? There's no beautiful paint, you know, that people see on the outside. You can use a grinding wheel, you know, such as a die grinder with a wire brush on it, and get down there and grind off the rust, the old paint. There'll be usually black paint there. And then you can spray it with these chemicals that will stop the rust in the moment. Now, again, it's in the moment, so then you have to take the next step. So let's go back to the outside of the vehicle, and let's assume that you're not going to run off to an auto body shop and have this rust repaired. What you're going to do, or this paint and rust repaired, what you really want to do is just stop it for now and give you some time, either give you some time or again, do a basic repair that looks good enough and you don't really care if your exterior looks great. I have no problem with that. I've done it myself. So what you can do, the best tape to use for masking off around on auto body paint, an auto body specific type of tape. In other words, regular painter's tape, it can work, but it's less effective. So just keep that in mind. And, you know, it doesn't matter if you just go get some blue tape or green tape at the paint shop or the hardware store. That will do, as long as all you're doing is this kind of low-level, minimal rust-stopping action that I'm going to describe. So what you want to do is start by just putting some tape, full-width pieces of tape, around. Remember, I mentioned that we're sanding and feathering from the rusted area or the bare metal into the fresh paint, maybe by as much as an eighth of an inch or a quarter inch at the very most. You don't want to go grinding all on your nice paint with sandpaper. So once that's done, then go ahead and mask around that little area that's bare metal, and just put encircle the rusted area with your tape, again, full width. And this'll require tearing off short chunks and kind of artfully surrounding the metal part. And what you're doing is just creating a stop where the next step, which will be some primer, won't get onto your nice paint, right? So, but you're also creating a bed to add more masking to. And that's what that initial kind of ring of tape around your rusted area is for. Once that's laid down, then you can get some newspaper, or if you're really fancy, get a tape gun, which is just a tape dispenser that painters use that actually applies tape to the edge of paper as you strip it off. It's not necessary for these small repairs, though. Just get some newspaper and put some tape on the edge of the newspaper, half on the paper and half off the paper, and then that tape goes on the tape that you've already attached to the body of the car. So then the goal here is to create about a 4-foot area, and I do mean 4 or more feet, around this tiny spot that you're going to spray some primer on. And the reason it needs to be so big is overspray. But I'll tell you how to deal with overspray as well. So now you've done that, you've masked it off, and there's no way any overspray is going to get on any other part of the car. You've got newspaper all over the side of your car, and the only thing that's exposed is this tiny little spot where you're going to touch up with some primer and paint so that it won't continue to rust. Because once you scrape that metal bare, if you just leave it, even though you've treated it with a rust killing chemical, well, that's going to rust again immediately. Just the humidity in the air will cause it to rust within a few hours. So it does need to be protected with some primer. Hey, I hope you're enjoying the show. Thanks so much for tuning in to the Camper Van Podcast. The Vantsage newsletter goes out every Sunday evening, and if you're not signed up for that yet, well, you're missing out. Packed full of valuable, fun weekly features, product resources, videos, photography, exclusive content, and other cool van life stuff. It's easy to get signed up, only takes a few seconds, and the link to do so is in show notes right there in your podcatcher app. And while you're at it, I have a quick favor to ask. Please take a few seconds to send that link to friends, family, post it to your social media feeds, etc. It really does make all the difference and will allow me to continue publishing this show. Okay, that's it for now. Take care. Have fun. I'm glad you're here. Enjoy the adventure. But you treat me so unkind. Running down to the station. Get the fast mail train I see. I think I hear coming.